Hi, I'm Gordon.
My name is Leela.
And I'm Norma. And we interviewed Henry Kaun Bahongsan, American immigrants from China, on May 9th, 2011.
I was born in 1966 in a small city, Yancheng, in the Jiangsu province of China. My great-grandparent, he was a doctor, so he practiced Chinese medicine, and he had two medicine stores. At that time, because they own two small businesses, and they have pretty good life. My grandfather actually inherited the wealth from my great-grandparents. But then after 1949, because China was gone through a big change, the communists took over. So my grandpa have to kind of sell the business to the government. All the business are not allowed to be owned by individuals. It has to be nationalized. And then after that, my family's living condition has kind of deteriorated a lot after 1949. After the Cultural Revolution, then the government no longer respect any property rights. So basically, if your land, you're viewed as landlord, and landlord viewed as like you're exploiting the poor people, and you're viewed as that. So the land was taken away, and if you're a landlord's kind of case, you cannot go to school, cannot go to university. Like my mother, she cannot go to college because my grandpa owned too much land at that time. But then, of course, things have changed after 1976. When I grew up, we lived inside a primary school. In China, the schools are different from the United States. Here it's all open, right? You have open campus. But in China, all campuses are surrounded by a wall for security reasons. They don't want to have outsiders to come in to talk to the kids or interact with the kids. So it's all actually a closed space. And actually, we live in the faculty dormitory with my parents. China has gone lots of changes. So this time when I come back to China, the whole place we live now has been demolished, kind of totally empty. They're going to build a theme park in the small island I used to live. But when I grew up, it was, in the city was relatively not the richest place of the city. It's most kind of people who are manual workers, miners or drivers, and some kind of small businessmen. It's kind of a tough neighborhood, actually. So you have kids fight with each other and this stuff. But it was fun when you grow up. It was in the 60s I grew up. We had gone through Cultural Revolution, so China was still relatively poor. Everything was rationed. Every month, you have a certain amount of sugar, a certain amount of meat. At that time, it was still lots of central planning economy, and the production was not very good. Mao was the chairman in China, Mao Zedong. And after he died, China gone through lots of changes. People have to go to school, and college was reopened. For 10 years, actually, China did not have its higher education. There's no university, no college, because they view that this is the capitalist system, so we shouldn't allow colleges or higher education. And after 1976, they reformed and they restarted college and universities. So now the kids in China, they will have the similar standards as people can live in here. We came to the U.S. after China and the U.S. have established normal relationships. Before that, actually, China and the U.S. was not on good terms until 77, when Jimmy Carter was president. Only during Jimmy Carter's presidency, China and the U.S. established a normal relationship. So we have student exchanges between China and the U.S. And I decided to, at that time, I want to study science. And science all over the world, U.S. has the best science program. So we came here, I came here to study biology. But then my interest changed. Now I'm a professor in the business school. So so my main purpose to come here is to study and to, learn more from the professors here. When I was in China, before I came to U.S., and all the description about U.S., it's a very dangerous place, it's like so much crime, and people get killed, and you have fires everywhere and stuff. But actually, you go to that place, and you find that media tend to exaggerate things. You have to be careful, have to be vigilant, since it will never be as worse as you imagine. Before I came here, I went to Yale, New Haven. At that time, New Haven was really kind of probably the seventh worst city to be living in the United States. I was very scared, and when I first came here, I lived in a dormitory because I don't want to go outside, get robbed on the street and so on. But actually, after 2 years, I never had any problems. So one thing is before you go to a place, you want to be prepared, but actually, people are all the same, so don't be afraid. So sometimes you go to a new place, you can worry about its people and whether they're kind or there are going to be any security problems. As long as you be careful, then things will be fine. You tend to have this home bias. You always think home is the best, but everybody thinks the same way. I think my most favorite view of U.S. is, freedom, liberty, and democracy. Well, I guess that's because I came from China, where the government was like somewhat imposed on you. Well, in U.S., actually, you have the choice to elect who is going to lead you, who will be the president. That's very important. And also, I think here people are kind of less agitated, have more peaceful mind sometimes. While in China, because I guess congestion or the population is much larger, sometimes people are less patient. In the U.S., in the last few years, the economy has not done so well. And the U.S. has been doing lots of kind of international policing, right? Kind of have these wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. And sometimes when the government wants to enter into a war, they like lie to the people. Sometimes there was no evidence, but was made up. Like, for example, this in the Iraq, there was some of the FBI agents claimed there was a weapon of mass destruction, but it actually there was very kind of flimsy evidence about that. And the U.S. government decided to enter war based on those kind of unreliable evidences. And sometimes actually they lied to Congress about the validity of this evidence. And that was like some part I was not happy about. In the sense like I was hoping that the U.S. can focus more on its economy, make people create more jobs for these people, rather than kind of going outside and, bullying other countries. China has about 1.5 billion people, about same amount of same land. In the U.S., probably it's 350 million population, I think. And also there are so many cars, because at that time when I grew up, mostly in China, people use bicycles. But now, actually, many people also own cars. In the U.S., we find people start to have kind of very critical mind, not only to their fellow students, but also to faculties. So during the class, you will find that the students, if they don't understand, they will ask questions directly and sometimes debate with the faculty. And that was different in China, because in China, you have to pay lots of respect to your teacher. So whatever the teacher says, you just write notes. You never question what they're saying. Very dominant position for the faculty. But here is more on equal terms. You can raise your hand and speak your own mind. But again, China is also changing. So here, nowadays, you will find that people have more freedom to speak what they think. The education here is very different from what you have in China. So when I was a kid, actually, I have to study almost every day, like all day. But here you have more time to relax. And also here, I think the sports is also very important, right? You play basketball, or baseball. But in China, actually, many kids, they probably spend most of their time studying. Some of the sports played in China is like more for your health. It's not competitive, like Tai Chi. It's like just to improve your own health. Well, there are kind of pros and cons, because you limit your creativity, because you have to study so much, you don't have time to kind of think or imagine, right? You have to take so much knowledge. Many of those may not be useful in the future. On the other hand, actually, it can help to train like engineers and like manufacturers. Then they can be very good in the daily jobs and do a kind of high quality like cars or computers, and they're good manufacturers. But in terms of science, new knowledge creation, I think study in China is kind of limited people's imagination, and that's a difference between China and the U.S. as well.